This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. France goes to the polls this Sunday in the second and last round of its presidential election. The incumbent, Emmanuel Macron, seems likely to win a second term, but his challenger, Marine Le Pen of the hard-right National Rally Party, has performed better than expected. At one point in the campaign, she was just 3 percentage points behind the president. A cost-of-living crisis in France has boosted her campaign. It's a critical election for Europe, which has seen a rise in far-right ideology. From the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more.
Macron's re-election should have been a shoo-in. He's cut unemployment and restored the French economy to pre-pandemic levels. But as political analyst Romain Pasquier told the BBC, Macron's also acquired an unhelpful image.
There is an expression in French that nowadays Emmanuel Macron is le président des riches, the president of the rich.
His pro-business reforms, his plan to raise the retirement age to 64, and his aloof manner have apparently alienated many voters. Marine for president, shout Marine Le Pen supporters at this recent rally. She has taken an entirely different tack from Macron.
She's changed her main issue into purchasing power, into spending power, into buying power.
Douglas Yates of the American Graduate School in Paris says Le Pen has focused laser-like on the cost-of-living crisis.
She wants to create basic wage increases. She wants to get rid of the sales tax on fuel, which is something that hits poor people in their pocketbook the most.
She wants to lower the retirement age for people who start work young. In a successful bid to attract youthful voters, she's promised to scrap income tax for everyone under 30, and she's softened her hardline image.
To make herself seem nicer, like someone who wants to take care of you, who's concerned with the people.
But the hardline policies remain. She's still calling for a deep cut in immigration and a ban on wearing the Muslim headscarf in public. She's pro-Russian, anti-NATO and anti-EU.
It would be hugely problematic for the EU if it had to deal with President Le Pen.
Ian Bond of the Centre for European Reform says Le Pen may have ditched her plan to pull France out of the euro, but she's still intent on blocking and hindering the union.
That's unlikely to be to France's economic benefit. France is actually an economy which is highly integrated into the European economy.
At their last rally before Sunday's vote, members of Le Pen's party chanted, "We're going to win." Opinion polls suggest they won't, this time at least. But against a background of economic malaise, low pay and job insecurity, some analysts say there could be an extreme right-wing government in power in France after the next presidential election in 5 years. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.